T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time the Chiefs had brought in a couple of free agents, not the biggest signing like Charles Omeniu, but more like the Mike Edwards and the Drew Tranquil type. And little did we know, sure, they would both turn out to be huge, impactful, underrated players for the team on the Super Bowl run. And so the folks over at Arrowhead Attic were asking the question, who's the surprise or underrated Chiefs player already who can make a much bigger impact next season? I tend to believe there's a chance the guy's not even on the roster yet, if you don't know the truth. You know, it's another free agent signing we don't even know
about
yet.
You think
it's
some guy you haven't even heard of yet?
So I lean that that's probably what it is. But the three names they listed, Felix Anudike Uzama, former first-round pick. They listed Wanya Morris.
It's not great, by the way, that he's listed as an underrated possible contributor. But we can get back to that in a minute.
And then Matt Araiza, the punter.
Okay.
Now, I'm never going to probably select the punter, sorry. Punters are people too, but I'm not going to
the
not
one thing
select
I'll say about Matt Araiza is they saved a ton of money.
Oh, it's a great
by
move.
Going Araiza instead of Townsend. And if he is close to the level of punter that he was, then you could make an argument for that. I think Wanya is the answer for me, because Wanya has a chance to be a 17 game starter for this team. That's the way I view like Tranquil and Mike Edwards. While they weren't starters, Gold, they weren't full time starters for this team. They absolutely played in every single game that they were available and healthy and had an impact in a lot of those games. Wanya, even if he's not a full-time starter at tackle, it does feel like he's the swing offensive lineman at worst.
Yeah, he's the Allegretti
role
now.
Yeah, he could be needed multiple times this year. Are they really going to be lucky enough to have their 5 starting offensive linemen healthy for 17 consecutive games like they were last year before they eventually needed Allegretti to start a game as Tooney got hurt late? No, probably not. Just history would tell you that that's not the case. Wanya's high on my list. I hope it's Anudike Uzama. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I hate that he has to be on this list, because I don't think he should be viewed as what a nice contribution I wasn't expecting. He's a first round pick.
The reason
you should be counting on contribution.
Yeah, the reason why I would argue, so he's not my pick, but I would argue why it does make sense that he's on the underrated or surprise list is because of your very reaction.
My stance.
Yeah, like I don't think you're alone is what I'm saying. I think I think a lot of people do agree with you on that. And so that's probably why actually he's in that category.
He's got a low bar right now for Chiefs fans.
On the list, I would probably lean Felix, but I truly think it's somebody we don't even know exists yet. You know, I think there's a chance it's somebody, Cody, they draft in the second or third round. I think it's a chance it's another veteran signing, you know, the Mike Edwards type signing that they made last year. Someone that nobody really is getting excited for, maybe, but it turns out to be very impactful. So
that could be a riser.
It could be a veteran tackle that they sign in a month. It could be, you know, it could be another corner that they sign in a month.
Another defensive lineman or that extra wide receiver we were talking
about. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance somebody in the cornerback room gets hurt, and all of a sudden the 29-year-old veteran they signed on a 1-year deal that used to play for, you know, Carolina, all of a sudden is on the team and has to start a couple games and comes up big. You know, it's
I think
something
Justin
like that.
Watson's kind of been on that list the last couple of years. He hasn't been as high as Mike Edwards or Drew Tranquil, so he's gotten overshadowed. But Justin Watson has been an under-the-radar signing that has helped this team
turned
win.
Turned out to be a very important signing. Like special teams player, and we'd all know for a while, one of the more trusted wide receivers out of the bunch.
Came up with some big time. This year, he might have been their number one wide receiver. Yeah,
came up with some big time catches for the Chiefs. And that's why I know he has another year on his contract. I have no problem with him being the fifth receiver for this team. That's fine. Him as the fifth. Just don't ask him where he got into trouble was a couple of games where they asked him to be the number one. That game where he had like 11 targets. Like that can't happen again.
No. And I don't want that to ever happen again. That would not be the case. I was trying to think about what position. So, like, if it's players on the team, the other guy that I think gets missed off this list is Joshua Williams. They're going to need corner help seriously. And I know it's not a signing, but he's already on the roster. Joshua Williams could end up being the what? Like, wow, this is why they were willing to let go of L'Jarius Sneed. Talk about someone who you're going to instantly feel the impact of, good or bad, from the very beginning of the season based on what this cornerback group was able to do last year. Yep. If he's going to have an impact, it's going to be instantaneous. Him and Jalen Watson to a degree. But I think Joshua Williams has a chance to be more the, like, the face of it, if that makes sense.
He might be the number two corner. I mean, he might be the number two corner for this team, and he'll be one of the guys when we're up at St. Joe that will be on the list. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity maybe to talk to her when we're up there, and hopefully that's the case. Someone else on the text line, 913-586-7610. What about Leo Chanel?
That's a good answer.
He's going to get more playing time. I know he already went up, but he's going to continue to get more playing time, so that's not a bad one at all.
I still think a depth signing at wide receiver defensive end flies to the top of this list whenever they sign. Because we talked a lot about wide receiver and how they may or may not use an extra guy that they were willing to give money to. But I've also told you why I want Mike Dana. Last year, for a stretch after he came back, this is why last year was so nuts. They had three, four different guys who deserved to be on that list. They needed Justin Watson more. Mike Edwards was great. Drew Tranquil, Charles Amenihue. Like, those guys combined made like $11 million last year. Like, total. They made like $11 million last year, and those four all needed it. So the answer is probably, if you get it right, more than one. I was trying to view this the way they were, which is like, who's the one that surprises me the most out of the non-contributors last year? The funny thing about Chanel is I would call him, like, he was a contributor last year. He was definitely involved, especially in the Super Bowl, where maybe he had, you know, the Super Bowl in the AFC title game. He had some of his best games. FAU was a non-contributor. He wasn't a part of the defense. And Ariza wasn't here, so he couldn't have contributed in those things.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to answer punter for this.
No, I know. It's on their list, so I'm bringing
I'm probably
had we not seen
I,
their list, I probably wouldn't have included him.
As we discussed the day they signed him, it's a smart business move. They're going to save money, and there's a chance he's just as good as Tommy Townsend and has a better leg. Like, all that, yeah, that makes sense. But, oh my gosh, we're going to be talking about all year long this surprise player. I don't think a punter is ever going to be that answer. Whereas we were talking about Mike Edwards before the playoffs and how that turned, you know, Drew Tranquil, we were talking about before the playoffs, how that was a really under the radar signing that turned out to be so impactful for the team. That's why they gave an extension to Drew Tranquil.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.